Druid!
Me!
Welcome back, one and all, our dear friends. Today we have all of Stormkeep coming to the call and our friends, the Mighty Mango Mates, to cheer on our good friend Spud Solutions, returning guest. Oh my God, I jumped ahead of the game though. I'm supposed to introduce him after we talk about last week's episode. She can't help
It's fine.
it.
We're excited.
Tater Lord is my dear friend, and I hope to one day meet him IRL. Last week we had
Bite-sized Mike.
Bite-sized Mike was amazing. My gosh, it was such a surprise. I'm so happy that you found him, that you met him. And you guys go check it out. That's one of our better episodes for sure. I mean, they're all amazing. What
All
am
of
I
them are
saying?
amazing.
But like, I don't know. There was something really kind of special about Bite-sized Mike. Well, like I said, they're everybody special. So I don't
I
know.
don't know, it's all great.
As always, we're super happy. Oh my God, new sub. Thank you. Arigato gozaimasu. Here on Bandwidth and Banter, we like to highlight people that we appreciate and admire. That bring light and encouragement to others, as well as
Yes.
entertainment on Twitch. And Spud Solutions represents and exemplifies that perfectly. And
Yeah.
we had him on about a year ago, one of our first few guests of the show.
He was
And
actually our he was our ninth episode,
a ninth, I mean,
and
he was in our first 10.
he was our fourth interviewee.
Right, that's it. I knew it was one of the first. Okay, gotcha. That's right, because we
Yeah.
had some of those episodes that
I
weren't
checked.
interviews, right?
I checked.
Yeah, our four. I knew he was one of our first few. Like, without further ado, let's have the man of the hour on himself. Here he is. Hi, Tater Lord.
Hey, Stormy, how are you?
Great.
Druid, pleasure as always.
Yeah, I
Always so
know a
good.
lot of the folks here already know you, but we have a lot of folks in our chat tuning in to see the show who haven't met you before. So please reintroduce yourself like last time and share something special about you and or your stream.
Well, my name is Spud. Spud Solutions is just a quick name I came up with in a day. And if you haven't heard it before, Spud is an in real life nickname that I have, so it's very easily to transition that to the internet. And yes, chat, Ruby's here. She's hanging out in the background. She
I
just took
praise
her
the Lord.
medicine, so she's probably going to be sleeping the entire time. So I apologize for that.
No,
It's all
let the
right.
puppy rest. We're just thankful that the puppy's here.
Yes. I have to share that I have a philosophical perspective on your Twitch name, Bud. And that
Oh, is that
is,
right?
yeah, so your Twitch name, you said is your real life nickname, Spud, right? And you've told the story about that before. But then you add the solutions part on it. And I love that because it's true. It's an actual factual thing in that you know what the solution to life is, which is to love others and to share joy. And Spud's got the solutions, guys. So go check out his content. Today we're gonna get to know him a little bit better, maybe lots better. We'll see. We got some amazing questions, don't we, Druid?
Yes. Again, really quick though, chat. Just remember, this is a different format than what we normally do. This is a little bit more open forum, discussion type questions. If you do have any questions that you would like to ask in relation to the question, feel free to just throw it in chat. And if you have any questions that you want to ask towards the end during the open Q&A, save them for then. And we will announce when we're gonna open it up and do all that. So it'll be amazing.
This format, because it's a returning guest format, is more like the three of us hanging out together in the living room, sitting on couches, chatting, getting a little deeper into who we are as people. And most of these are going to be questions that we're going to talk to Spud about, but you know, we're going to add nuance to it and share perspective too. So Europe? Although this first question can only be answered by the Tater Lord himself, and that is, true, as we officially dubbed Tater Lord, how does it feel to rule the potato universe?
Oh, man. So when I first got the title of Tater Lord, you know, I had a committee come by and they took some pictures and they sent them out to all the local restaurants, and now I get free fries and tater tots for life, which is nice. I do want to assure everybody that the uprising of the hash browns out in the West was squashed at the Latkes and Vodkas Christmas party. So we got everything settled down and all the potato realm is in peace.
Excellent. I love it. He took our bit and just ran with it. I love it.
You don't understand the level of joy that I have right now. Thank you. I also, fun fact, planted potatoes in my yard. And I was just like, oh, Spud. So just know you are now growing in my garden.
and in our hearts.
Oh my god, that is so good. I love that. Oh, that needs to be animated. And if there's anybody that it does animation and just needs something to just animate, there you go, that's the pitch. But the thing is, you have to send it to Spud Solution afterwards.
Yes,
that's the right. Only criteria is you have to send it to Spud afterwards. Thank you. I also said that because Phoenix is in the chat and she does animation. So she needs inspiration. There we go. Okay. Okay. So Spud, what has been the highlight of the last year and or your biggest success story?
Well, highlight for sure, I think, was going to TwitchCon back in October in Las Vegas. For me personally, I keep things pretty low to the ground most of the time. I like to work. I like what I do, so I don't mind the work what I do, but you know, that was kind of my only vacation that I took last year. And it was nice to be able, I think what I liked the most was being able to connect with friends that I've made over the internet. And the, I guess specifically the highlight of the trip. Now, if you guys have not been to Vegas, if you ever go, I highly recommend a place called Golden Tiki. Golden Tiki is a very adult tiki bar, so don't bring your kids, they probably won't let them in. And I think the 2 hours that we spent at Golden Tiki just, you know, talking with one another, I've never laughed as much as I did last year in those 2 hours than I did at Golden Tiki. And it's a memory that I'm going to cherish for the rest of my life, I think. Not just last year, but for the rest of my life.
That's awesome.
I love that so much.
That's a perfect and beautiful story, and that's just an amazing thing to say. What other things did you, can you share a success that happened that you, something you accomplished last year or in the last year that you're still proud of?
If you want to call it a success, maybe it's just, I've gotten a little bit more responsibility in my career, which has led to me, you know, having further output. It's more of a step-by-step success I'm still climbing these days. We can get a little bit in the interview. I do have some, I am going to address kind of like where I'm at right now and kind of my mental focus on how I want to see myself in the future.
Right on.
Perfect.
Okay. Awesome. Well, on that note then, this is where we get a little bit tough and a little bit deep. What has been your biggest struggle this last year?
That was a question that took some time, but it's something that I think I have identified, and I know I'm going through a bit of a writer's block right now. You all hear about it, and I think for me, I'm drawing blank a lot of the time. I've had some stories and poems, but I've never put in an effort. I have, you know, I admittedly been very distracted. I've been trying new things too, which has led to me putting more of an effort into to those things. But I've always kind of personally identified as a writer, and, you know, going through this past year without really any sort of output, it's really kind of taken away a bit of that identity, which is a little heartbreaking. And it's something that it's going to be hard to find a reignition, and I'm still looking for it.
Yeah.
I feel you. It's not quite the same thing, but it's somewhat analogous. And that's that a long time ago, back in my 20s, you know, all my life up until I was about 20, I was an artist. I drew and painted, but I got to a point where I didn't feel the urge, you know. It's not quite a writer's block. What you're experiencing is a little bit tougher, because I know that you want to write and you want to be creative. For me, I just didn't want to draw anymore. And I still do occasionally, every few years, but it's just, it makes me wonder what's going on up there, you know? I feel you. Yeah. But I can say to you that I think you will get through it. I'm confident that you will. And I've read or heard tips that the best way to get through writer's block is to just write something, even if it's not something that you're like, think that you're interested in, you know, write about, maybe just write about an experience that you had, or just to get the mind to paper connection again. I hope that helps.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. Thank you for your input on that. I appreciate it.
I'm always inspired to write if I get one of those songs that make me cry. And then I do that thing where I listen to it on repeat, and then I write a sad poem, and then I'm like, I'm not looking at this poem again anymore, because, ouch, I hurt my own feelings, and I'm never listening to this song again. And then I listen to it like a couple days later, and I'm like, okay, I feel better. That's the cycle of me writing.
It's interesting how complex our emotions are and how we can get wrapped up in them, you know? Our headspace, it's really strange. It's an interesting dichotomy, because we, as human beings, we have control over our mind and our thoughts, but sometimes it doesn't feel that way, right? And so, especially when you want to be creative, like sometimes it just like takes hold of you and forces you, right? Like it just takes hold of you, it takes you over. Or sometimes you're in this space of, wow, I can't type. There's nothing I can type or write. You know, it's, but I believe in you, dude. You can do this. So
thank you. Thank you. Betcha. Thank you both.
Mm-hmm. Right, our dab. What is your greatest fear?
That was another one that, you know, took me a little bit of time to really think. I'm glad I really kind of went over these questions and wrote them down. I think, you know, you have your standard answers of like me being eaten. I think it's like, if I was going to die, I think that would be my number one least favorite way to go, is to be eaten by another creature.
Yeah.
But on a more serious note, I think my number one fear right now is a lack of motivation, to the point where I lose time and opportunities. And I think I can sum it up pretty well. You know, for me, I find it, you know, if I play 14 hours of Baldur's Gate 3 on a Saturday, that isn't time wasted to me. That's, you know, I'm invested into a game. I've, you know, taken the time to really explore what something that somebody created, and I appreciate that. But on the flip side, if I find myself, you know, going an hour on my phone looking at Instagram reels, you know, I feel like that's time lost, and some, you know, chasing immediate satisfaction like that has sometimes led to whole days being wasted. And I think that's what scares me the most is, you know, finding myself in those loops where I'm just losing opportunity to either be creative or, you know, set something, you know, set boundaries for myself to be better in the future.
Yeah. Oh, do I understand the Instagram reel rabbit hole? Yeah. It's the instant dopamine hit. Mm-hmm. And it just, and then you get sucked in. And then you're just like, what is happening?
I think I've experienced that a little bit with YouTube, but I don't think, I definitely haven't done it with Instagram, but I don't know. I can't say that I wouldn't succumb if I started. So I'm going to stay away from that drug.
You would. I feel like
the YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, it's all the same stuff. What I dislike even most is I won't encourage myself to play a video game, but I can be on YouTube reels. Just the next one.
Yep.
That's a bad feeling too. So it's, yeah, it's the exact same thing.
You know, yeah. I just remembered another neat psychological trick that I learned a long time ago that can help both with writer's block and with motivation. And that was because there was a time long ago where I wrote a philosophy book. It's only about 100 pages, but it's pretty neat. And I don't know if I'm not a big fan of it now. Like the now me would completely write it differently. But the point is to get myself to write that book, that 100 pages, what I did was the trick was I gave myself a carrot and a stick. And I said, okay, in the morning, as soon as I get up, all I got to do is write a page or two. And if I do, then I get to play video games for the rest of the day. If I don't, then I don't get to play video games. And I got into this rhythm where I'm like, I earned my reward. And the funny thing is, sometimes once I started just getting the one or two pages, I just went on a tear and I wrote all afternoon and I didn't even care about the video game. Yeah. And I still played later on that evening, but you know.
Yeah, I understand the carrot and the stick mentality. Like you have to set that goal in front of you before you're able to reap any rewards, right?
Oh, I don't like bribery.
You bribe yourself?
I don't like that guy. Like, for me, if I do this, then this happens. Then I'm just like, why do I have to listen to you? And then I have that internal debate that I have to fight with, which is super weird. And I don't like that. I've been trying to like help mitigate that. But it's the like, how dare you try to tell me how to live my life to myself?
Exactly. I struggle with those same demons. Like, you know, I'm not really policing myself. I can just do what I want in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. You're both right. The key is to realize, well, if I want both of these things, then I need to trick myself sometimes to have both of these things. And the only way to do that sometimes is to say, you know, you're not going to get this thing if you don't do this thing. You need to tie them together. And then once you've done it, you feel satisfied because you did something creative. You put forth the effort and then you get to go do something fun. And I don't know, it's a great trick that I need to get back in the habit of. And I still kind of use it to this day for things that I need to get motivated for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What motivates me is that you won't. You can't do that. You're not allowed. I bet you can't do that. That gets me. That
fits you.
That
fits you.
I bet you can't. I don't think you can. And I'm like, okay, listen here. I'm going to make you panels whether you like it or not. Like, we're doing this. You can't tell me no.
I'm more passive aggressive with myself.
Yeah. It works for me. If you need motivation, just be like, Druid, tell me I can't do this thing. And I'd be like, I'll send you like a, hey, I bet you can't. Bitch can't write two pages. I'll do that for anyone. Mm-hmm. I will do it for free. If you need motivation, I'll sass you.
She will. She will absolutely guilt sass you into doing anything. She does it on the really stream.
She'll end up just charging people.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I will one day. Who knows?
Well, Spuddy, I want you to know anytime that you're needing a pep talk or motivation, just hit me up in Discord. Slide into my DMs and I'll be happy to help you out, because I know sometimes we all just need that, you know?
I appreciate that. And it's something that I should probably take advantage of. I think maybe there's a mental like block there that is, I don't want to impede upon somebody else's time. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me to realize that in those moments, it's not impeding, that they more than likely will feel that they should help out rather than, you know, having a burden.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
I feel that is so relatable to so many of us. Mm-hmm. All of us just went, yep. Yeah. So do I. Yeah.
So. It's a really hard thing to realize and figure out, but sometimes allowing people who care about you to give to you is a gift to them. You know what I mean?
It's
a form of giving by allowing them to support you, because it's good to feel needed, you know?
Absolutely.
So on that note, since we're talking about friends, what do you value most in a friendship?
Beautiful transition.
I guess for me personally, I think dependability and encouragement are my two number one factors. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some friends, and maybe this is just due to the industry I work in, but I can go months without talking or seeing with some people. But the instant I get a message to hang out, to spend some time with one another, I'm moving heaven and earth to make sure that, you know, that's going to be the case. Kind of like even today, like I normally work at these times. And when Stormy first reached out to me, first thing I did was took some vacation, because I knew that I wanted to be a part of this and be supportive, not only to Druid, but to Stormy as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Spud. You know, like from our point of view, this is a way that we can lift you up too. So, well, not too, but
of course.
So,
yeah, I know. And I'm just, this is what I just want to, you know, I've always wanted to, especially on this platform, be as supportive with the friends that I make. I may not be always be able to communicate, but if I can keep a tab open to, you know, be a very active lurker, which I find myself being more these days. But, you know, to me, that's what matters. And in this digital platform, I think that that's, you know, what I should do in order to make an effort.
Agreed.
I love that so much. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Now I have big feelings. I don't know what to do with my hands. Today, Stormy accidentally typed somebody broke his heart. And he meant to say broke his brain. But he typed my heart is broken. And I was like, who the hell am I killing right now? So like my heart has already been like in this weird state today, because I was ready to go to war. And now I have big feelings again.
Listen, I've had my best friend come to me and say, like, you know, this person just, you know, like said some nasty things to my wife about me. And it was instantaneous. They were, this person that I've known for years was off the list. Not a part of our friendship anymore, because I have I have, you know, values, and I feel like I need to stick up for my friends in those cases.
Yeah. I do want to clarify, it was a mistype. He meant to say his brain was broken, not his heart was broken. Yeah, so that's why.
I don't know why my fingers typed a completely different word, but you know how it goes. I was thinking, because, you know, I typically think with my heart a lot in life. And that's probably, you know, just the sort of translation. It was accidental.
Yep. Yep. But I was ready. I was ready to go to war. I was like, I will call the troops. Like, we have people in Texas right now. I'm going to get a ticket. So we're good. I didn't have to do that. But love that. Love that. My heart's too full today. Okay. What is one thing that was harder this year than you thought it would be, and one thing that was easier?
I think, you know, what's been the hardest thing, and I've done a lot of self-reflection, probably within the past couple months, just because I'm at a weird place in my life right now, and I think I need to start planning for the future and how, you know, my personal goals and how I'm going to reach them. And so, all right, she's 16 years old. I just got to make sure she gets down okay.
Yeah. Always got to pause for the pup.
But personally, you know, I think what's been hard is making an effort in planning for the future. I don't have any problems like envisioning what I want, but practicing long-term steps in order to make that thing happen, that's what I've been necessarily failing at and what I want to definitely improve upon. As a, you know, someone that may want to move abroad, I need to start making steps into, you know, making sure that happens, which includes saving money, which is something that is sometimes can be hard for me. And I just need to be a little bit more proactive and a little bit more mindful when it comes mm-hmm. to when it comes to finances, especially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, and I guess something that I've found easier, you know, I've been making a lot of art, especially digital art,
cool.
Which is something that I've never really kind of idealized as something that I would enjoy so much. One second, I'm gonna help.
It's all right. We got a special cameo guest star tonight, don't we?
Yeah, the pupper. Look at the baby. She's like, oh.
Wow, he's just been breaking our hearts left and right tonight, hasn't he?
Look at that face.
Yeah.
Look at the face.
So, you know, early days, it would take me all day to finish a project in Illustrator, mm-hmm. Which is what I primarily use. But now I can, you know, finish a piece and change it up a little bit to have different renditions of what I might have an idea of. And I'm doing that within a few hours, which is something that I've definitely noticed, like, you know, the more I practice, the easier and easier it's becoming. She is very distracting. Yeah, you're absolutely right. and then, you know, this year I've kind of convinced myself I want to improve in animation. Something that's still struggling to me, but I am finding it easier and easier, you know, just like my earlier art was at the start of it.
Nice. That's great.
I love that.
It's always great to hear success stories like that. How about you, Druid? Have you found something harder and easier this year?
It's I will say the easiest thing was saying goodbye to my corporate coffee job and going local. Wow.
I remember us talking about that.
Mm-hmm. I said goodbye to corporate coffee. I am now local coffee shop, and I will literally. I love them. I love the people. I love the place. They roast. They have a roastery in town. Like, I love it so much. I'm so happy. I'm just like, I am proud to be a barista there. I'm technically not a barista yet because I actually have to go through training again. And where they use actual espresso machines. You have to hand stamp and all of that great stuff. And different than the automatic machines that I've grown used to, you know. So love that for me. That was a lot easier than I was expecting it to be. There was a lot of things that were difficult, like editing.
Yeah.
Welcome to the pain.
Listen. If anybody wants to be an editor, once we go big, we'll pay you.
That's the plan.
We will hire you immediately. We just need somebody who is capable and has the patience and the attention span.
Is this specifically video editing?
It's specifically making shorts of the episodes of Bandwidth and Banter to post up. It's just
a challenge.
It is a challenge for me, for sure. It is. Absolutely. It is for sure. Yeah.
It's not something she enjoys doing, apparently. And I don't blame her.
Because I'll go through waves of enjoying it and then just...
Oh, yep. I understand.
It's yeah.
On this note, I want to share something that's kind of a funny, hard, easy thing for me for this year. It was one thing that was both hard and easy. And that's doing this special. We wanted to have one person per month for a total of 12 people. And I'm spilling the beans, y'all, right now. I know we've had a few episodes and I haven't spilled it until now, but we have a nickname for this called the Dirty Dozen. And it's just for funny, just to be funny. But yeah. For all of the 12 people, it was hard, very, very hard to pick everyone from the amazing people we had last year to pick the ones that we have. But it was easy to want to do this and easy to put this together and easy to go, you know what? This is a great idea. We can have some amazing people back on. And we look forward to having more people on next year, too. So,
absolutely.
This is a fun question. All right. We're getting out of this serious stuff and getting a little more fun.
Yes.
Spuddy, if you were to die and come back as a person or a thing, what would it be?
You know, I've had this conversation recently with someone. So it was pretty easy to come up with an immediate answer. And I'm all serious about this, but one of those Instagram dogs that like have like millions of followers, those dogs are living their best life. And
oh my God.
And if I could, it would be, you know, easy living for however, you know, long my doggy lifespan would be. If I had a choice, maybe it would be something like, one of my personal favorite breeds is called a tree walking coonhound, which is a bird dog. I love bird dogs. I love you too. but bird dogs are my favorite, for whatever reason. And, tree walking coonhound is just a beautiful, beautiful looking breed. I love my favorite color on the dog is the blue tick color. And
yes.
So I love seeing that. And, you know, I'd be one of those Instagram dogs that are, you know, out in the wild living there, you know, kind of going on long hikes and coming back and just getting all the cuddles.
What an excellent answer, because that's so true. The Instagram dog is living the best life.
Wow.
Same with like the Instagram birds. Mm-hmm. Those little butts. New.
My gosh.
And you.
Thank you for the subs.
Also, I had a little bit of a, you know, if I'm coming out through any point in history, I thought this would be fun. I've always found pirates fascinating. Specifically, yes! Specifically, you know, pirates in the Caribbean history during the 18th century. I thought, like, I've read so many books on those. I think they're absolutely fascinating. However, I do not want to live the pirate lifestyle. That would be terrible.
Yeah.
And very short-lived. Probably shorter-lived than one of those Instagram dogs, if I'm being
honest. So true.
Quite a bit. And their lives were pretty miserable, like scurvy, like fleas, diseases.
And nobody has heard of what keel hauling is. Finish your dinner first and then go read the Wikipedia entry on keel hauling. But I thought that the pirate, if I could, I would love to be like the parrot on the captain's shoulder.
That's brilliant.
So I can, like, you know, observe everything and like be a part of the crew without being part of the crew.
Without being miserable. And you're just, wow, that's brilliant. I would not have thought of either of those answers. And I love getting that glimpse inside your wonderful brains, bud.
Oh my God. Imagine reading a book from the perspective of a parrot on the ship.
Oh, wow.
I would live that. I love birds. I'm all biased, but
that's true.
What about you guys?
I change my answer daily.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the last time we had this had a recurring guest on, my answer was a bit naughty, or one of the times anyway, but
I remember your answer for banana times. And that was very creative and,
definitely
we won't
naughty.
Repeat it today, though.
Oh, you sure?
Everybody in chat
is very interested now.
Oh, if you're interested, you can go check out that episode on the YouTubes.
Sorry. She's going to leave you guys hanging. Wow, what is
it? I don't care. Have fun. Go hunt down the episode, too.
This is how you get content viewers. It's like, oh, Banana Tom's video just shot up in 20 more views. Why? Oh, really shameless. I guarantee it.
Go see the VOD chat. Also, we're on Spotify. If you don't feel like hunting it down on the YouTube, you can check it out on Spotify. Shameless plug. I don't care. I love Band with the Banter. But... yeah, that one was funny. That one, I think, I felt my soul leave my body and snap back when you said that the first time. It was so funny.
It definitely shocked me. It's not something that I expected coming from Story.
I mean, I got the zingers every once in a while. I got to throw them out when I have them.
Oh, I know.
Because I got some that just don't land. They just go...
All that matters is that you find it funny, Stormy. If anyone else finds it funny, it's a bonus.
Okay.
And I tell my chat that all the time.
Fair enough.
None of the jokes I tell are for you. It's all for me.
I just am like, my chat's funnier than me. Like, I just read them out.
I am honored to have been able to make some of Buddy's greatest clips. I'm super stoked that I get to do clips.
You made a recent one that you made on Wednesday. I love that one. I can't wait until I see that pop up when somebody shouts me out in a stream.
It's good stuff. Good stuff. I don't know how to answer that today. The question, Druid, do you have something that you would be a person or thing?
I would want to be some sort of perennial plant. That just, I can hibernate in the winter and then I can just come back when spring happens. I'm gardening right now. So that's all I can think about is like, oh, I bet the birds are happy in my garden. The blueberries are coming back. My brain, like, literally is just there. But I would want to be like, I don't know, some sort of vining plant that I can disinfect everything. Not a blackberry. Actually, you know what? Screw it. I'd be a blackberry bush. You can't get rid of me. I infect your yard. It takes you forever. No matter how much you beat me back, I'm still there. You can't get rid of me. I'm here to stay. There we go. Blackberry bush. That's my answer today.
Interesting. Interesting. I like it. I like it.
You hide all the small critters inside you too.
Yes. There's rabbits living in my blackberry bush in my backyard. And I don't want to chop it down because of it.
tell you what, I'll answer it with a little bit, a joke, but it's a little bit dark humor for anybody. If right you were to die and come back as a person or a thing, I would not want it to be O.J. Simpson. Because then you'd be dead again. Sorry. Sorry. Too dark. My bad.
Great, great. No, number one. It's fantastic.
Fucking bro. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Yes. I know. I know. I don't know. It came to mind. I had to throw it out there. Sometimes they land on the wall. Sometimes they flop on the floor.
They were. I mean.
I listened to a true crime podcast. Some in chat may be familiar with called Time Suck, and he did an episode on O.J. Simpson, and it is fantastic.
Interesting.
Okay. So
if you ever have the time, please give that a listen because it is very, very well documented. You'd have no idea how many Hertz Rent-A-Car commercials he did. And it was a lot. He literally made a career off of doing Hertz Rent-A-Car commercials.
Interesting. Druid and Star Kitty and Closet Scully and Bobo too?
Maybe.
Maybe I'm misremembering. There was somebody else. There's a bunch of folks that we know on Twitch that are big, help me out, Druid.
True crime fans.
True crime fans. So.
I'm a junkie. I just don't like to advertise it because the amount of serial killer podcasts that I've listened to might off put some people.
No, because you can't top me. So
she literally doesn't watch anything else. But true crime. I've tried to get her to watch anime. She doesn't watch movies. She doesn't watch TV shows. It's literally only that's the only content.
That's the content that I watch outside of Twitch. But guess what? I also watch a lot of. But I've been down the court case side of it, where we're like analyzing like the court documents. The Delphi case right now is wild. Okay, it is like a sporting event. Okay, right? The Delphi. Do you know about the Delphi case? It's wild. Okay, if you're into it,
hey, Druid knows what she's about, and that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. I'll be happily gardening away, and I'm like listening to like these two people were brutally murdered, and my mom's just like, "What happened to you?"
So funny. That's so funny. So just here's a shameless plug for me then. For anybody who's interested, on my Discord, I created just for Druid and Scully and Star Kitty and anybody who wants to join it. There's literally two sections there for true crime podcast talk. So anybody who wants. But yes. That was amazing. I love your two answers. Thank you for sharing those.
Yeah, of course. Oh,
my good golly. Okay. My heart's still racing. What are some of your goals for this year, Spud? Any big plans, any goals that you're shooting for?
Probably not this year. I think I mentioned before, but I want to start working on my long-term goals on, you know, mm-hmm. what I want to do with my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's, you know, one of them I can always share is I like to cycle. I used to do a lot of bicycling. I used to bicycle to work. If you have a bicycle in the Washington, D.C. area, let me just warn you, you want to triple lock that thing down because it will get stolen. And I've had multi bikes stolen, unfortunately. That's why I've only buy my stuff on Craigslist for cheap. But I like to bicycle a lot. And one of my main life goals is to bicycle across countries in a way to see them. Like, for example, some countries I definitely want to do are Germany, Korea, Even Australia would be one that I would like to get down. And then it's got to sound weird and tacky, but I would love to get tattoos of like the routes I took with the country borders. And you kind of see like a little bit of a dot going like from where it starts.
Yes!
Neat idea.
That is so cool. If anyone ever tries to talk smack to you about that idea, tell me. I will defend you. Sorry, that's another rant. I won't go there. But anyways, continue.
But, you know, some other goals is, you know, personally, I'm in a place where I know I no longer can grow with my current employer. Mm. And that's important to me. I've always wanted to get better and better at my craft. I love what I do. I love working in television. It's kind of such a great, it's, you know, maybe I mentioned this last year, but the fact that I went to school for something on the more creative side and now I find, you know, me myself with a living career with it is very satisfactory to me. And I want to keep building and keep growing and, you know, performing in my craft.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm coming to a point in my life where, you know, like I said, I can't grow anymore where I'm at. And my lease is up in September and my goal is to be done here by the end of the year. And if not, then I'm just going to quit and see where the road takes me.
Wow. I love
that's
it.
That's so cool.
The adventure Spud. You got this. Whatever you do, whatever you set your mind to do, buddy, you're going to be successful. I can already tell without a doubt.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. So this is a great question. It is the wrap up, you know, series of questions before we open up the floor. Please share with folks, what do you want people to know about you?
You know, I think I remember Banana Tom answering this and saying how no one has seen his chin in 10 years. And I think after I heard that answer, I kind of immediately was dissuaded with any thoughts of like a serious answer here or like, I'm super kind, like like I just want to hang out with my friends all the time, mm-hmm. You know, be supportive on Twitch, you know, I'm throwing that out the window. So what I want to mention is that I think we should legalize all psychedelics. I'm a big proponent of psychedelics and how, you know, they could be beneficial to our mental health. I'm shamelessly share a story, but you know, I think 2020 was a dark year for a lot of us. And I was at a point where I didn't know how this world was going to be. I was only 30 years old, but you know, I felt that I have already grown accustomed to how, you know, what the world should be like. And suddenly the coronavirus pandemic happens and I'm not at all knowing what I want to do with my life or how I want to continue. But I took some psilocybin mushrooms. I had a 3-day trip and I have such a different outlook on life ever since. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something that you know, obviously you need to be cautious about, you know, something that you need to, and if you are ever curious and want to know more or know where you can find information, please reach out to me and I will point you in all the appropriate directions. It is important to take care of yourselves in those moments, but it's also, you know, important to recognize, you know, if this is also the correct decision for you. Mm-hmm. So I am a big proponent in legalizing it because I believe legalizing it will lead to more studies, which could improve practices such as in therapy to improve overall mental health and to, you know, even if it's taken recreationally, it could be better for us as a society.
Better than alcohol.
And yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah. I find alcohol to be more dangerous and more addictive than mm-hmm. any psychedelic I've ever taken. And
I am going to agree with you. I have the worst experiences of my life happened with alcohol. The most wonderful and amazing and enlightening experiences happened only I've only done mushrooms twice in my life. Mm-hmm. And those were the most pure and enlightening moments I've ever had in my life. And definitely do your research. Be smart. Don't be a stupid teenager like me, but do it responsibly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I definitely see so much importance of the studies of it, the importance of learning about it. So completely. Yeah. Hmm. I don't like alcohol.
Yeah.
But I support your, I support mushrooms, man. Let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah. I think there are some, aren't there some states where you can get therapeutic, where they're doing some experimental?
It is legal in Washington, D.C., psilocybin and marijuana, and I believe LSD as well. I have tried a different variety just to see what, you know, kind of experiences that it kind of brings. I think it does really stretch your mind in a way that you cannot think outside of that factor. And I think that helps me creatively, as well as just suppressing negative thoughts and emotions and being able to take things one step at a time. And yeah, again, it's not something that I do recreationally, but it's just kind of it's almost like if you have your yearly cold, you have a medicine that you can take. And this is kind of what I find to be similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, like you said, as long as you're taking care of yourself and you're being careful and cautious it makes sense that something like that. I mean, when you distill it down from a scientific perspective, we're really just patterns of neurons walking around in a meat suit, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you take a psychedelic drug like that, it can rearrange those neural patterns and it lets you experience the world in a different way. So I haven't actually tried it, but I have wanted to but I never, not enough to actually just go out of my way to do it, but you've got my curiosity more up now. And so mm-hmm. I might be one of those ones reaching out to you soon. So,
okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for sharing that amazingly unique thing with us. Today was amazing. Let's, you guys got to hear some special things from Spud. But now we're going to open forum from anybody, Spud, folks in chat, Druid, myself. If you think of a question, anything at all that you want to ask, you know, well, more than likely, we'll be okay. There's also microdose. And yeah, I think that's the therapeutic way, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly. Like it can be mm-hmm. controlled with a psychiatrist's help in certain states or whatever.
What's really cool is in Washington, D.C., there obviously are specialty stores that sell a variety of products. You can buy containers of the whole mushrooms. If you are unfamiliar, most people do not like the taste of mushrooms. It is a decaying product. So it tastes like you're eating a dead mushroom. It doesn't taste pleasant. People, you know, have ingredients and recipes in which they use to offset that bad taste. But also in these stores, what I found is really cool is they have capsule forms. And the capsule forms help encourage the microdosing. So you could take, you know, one or two at a time. I think you get capsules of 36. And you take one or two at a time, and that's equivalent to a microdose. Or you can take, you know, 6 or 8 capsules, which would give you an efficient trip. Without the taste, which
nice.
Is why I clarify.
Druid, you want to ask this first question from Megan Nunu?
Yes, but I'm mad at vegan Nunu. Not really. did you say that you make art? Anywhere we can find slash see that?
I do have an art channel in my Discord in which I do post pretty frequently. So I don't know if I can get an invitation into your chat here, but perhaps in the future I can put a invite in my channel if you ever find me live, and that's just where I post all of
We'd be
my
happy to
art
share your
artwork.
links. We normally do that. Did we forget to do that this time?
Oh, here, sorry.
We got your
It's
YouTube and your but you can get to his Discord through your Twitch, right?
Yes, you can. If you go to my Twitch channel, there should be an active link in there.
Perfect.
There's his Twitch channel, and there's the YouTube link to his original episode. It goes into how he got his name. It goes into that story, which
Oh,
he
that's our
babbled.
YouTube. Okay. So that's not
Yeah.
our, it's not his YouTube, it's our YouTube, but
It's our YouTube. It's to his original interview.
And I think we always put in the description their links too. So that's another way to anybody who is watching any of our Bandwidth and Banter episodes on YouTube, just go down to the description below and you can get links directly to the folks that we've interviewed. That we're interviewing in that video. So, Epps asks, will you ever watch a Habs game with me?
Yeah, absolutely. We need to arrange that just on a night, I guess, when I feel more confident that the Flyers might win. No, that's I do want to. I think one of my things that I want to do this year is I want to go up to Canada, take a road trip to Canada in the fall. One of my goals in life is I wanted to see a hockey game in every stadium, and I can knock three out pretty quickly there. So I would love to drive up to Montreal, go see a game at the Bell Centre, and then go to Ottawa, go see a game in Ottawa, and then go to Toronto and see a game there, and I can knock out three pretty quickly there. So, Epps, if when I do plan on that, I will let you know. I will drive up to Montreal, and then we can go see a hockey game together. That would be
Nice. That's
fantastic.
awesome.
Noforn asks, what type of art are you dabbling with? And what type of art do you want to get into?
So I think a lot of people know that I like making emotes a lot. I've made all of my own emotes, as well as emotes from across a variety of channels. That's what I found very easy, especially because it's what's taught me a lot is just copying what I see and, creating my own renditions of that. I've been getting a lot more into abstract art, which is something that I've kind of kept private to my own laptop, just because I'm still experimenting with it and still kind of, figuring out what I'm looking for. But what's been really cool is I've bought an art laptop, a tablet, and I've been able to just sit at work and kind of doodle or create, vast array of colors that just feel comforting in that moment.
Nice.
I love that. As soon as you said abstract art, I was like, oh, if you ever want to talk to someone about how he works through his abstract art, you can always message my husband. He is has a lot he would be more than happy to talk you through his process if you need some inspiration. Say.
Oh, wow. Bizen King's question is hilarious. He asks, who is your best friend on Twitch and why is it me?
Bizen's been there, I think, since day one. Biz, I met through another friend on the channel that I stream with every Wednesday, Mail My. I also call him Liam. Biz was one of his mods, and I think we just connected as quickly as I did with Liam. And when I was streaming every morning, I had Biz there every day just hanging out with me. And we've talked privately, and he's one of those people that I feel comfortable reaching out whenever I'm in a sensitive position. and he's always, you know, he's a little bit older than me, and I think that relationship has kind of really kind of created into a big brother, younger brother situation.
Nice.
And it's someone that I feel like I can, and I've never had an older brother. I've always was the oldest sibling. So it's kind of that relationship in which, you know, it's not my parents, but it's someone that I can rely on their wisdom to at least guide me down what may be the right path.
Nice.
Oh, I love that so much. Starkity asks, what is your most used Twitch emote and why? I'm assuming, like, what is your go-to most used Twitch emote, I think is what she is asking.
Oh, man. Across, like, well, there's a variety of channels that I love using. Rhubarb's emotes are fantastic, that I love to spam on different channels. If you're talking about my emotes, probably the hype emote is one of the earliest animations that I made. That one I use a lot, just in my raid messages. And I made that one with another Twitch friend of mine who uses a purple flaming sword for his logo. So I, you know, all of my earlier Twitch emotes have all been implementations of the friends that I've made. So the purple flaming sword was to represent, you know, the one that he had in my hype, that he has on his channel.
Oh, cool.
So that's probably one, but I, you know, recently I've been using Spud So Smug a lot, and that's one that I'm extremely proud of.
It's a good one.
I went and I, you know, I remembered that watching SpongeBob growing up, and it's something that I watched with my parents, oddly enough, all the time. But the moments I really realized in SpongeBob that, like, really developed my humor is when my parents were laughing. And one of the episodes was SpongeBob has Squidward try a Krabby Patty for the first time, and secretly Squidward loves Krabby Patties but doesn't want to give SpongeBob the satisfaction of knowing that. So one night SpongeBob catches Squidward in, like, the Krabby Patty vault and finds him, you know, devouring a bunch of burgers, and, you know, he makes that face exactly. And I remember my mom laughing hysterically when that happened. So it was the, yeah.
Well, it looks like your answer of that question answered one of Tantan's questions later. But Rhubarb asks, where does your art inspo come from? What do you draw from?
What do I draw? I think mainly it's memories of what I find funny or what I find that is important to me or how I want to relay that emotion. A lot of the times it's just I see something on Twitch that I like and I want to copy it. So, you know, one of my earlier friends on Twitch had a spy emote, and I thought it was the cutest thing in the world. So I wanted to have a spy emote. And my favorite part about my spy emote is I have a mustache with all of my emotes because I wear a mustache. And my favorite feature on the spy emote that I always get a personal giggle out of is that there's a fake mustache on top of the real mustache. which is always kind of like my sense of humor. Another example, I think, is I've another friend that I've made recently on Twitch. His name is Dave. He had an uwu emote, like very kind of like anime girl. And I made it as a joke. And it has been everybody's most favorite emote ever since I released it. And I see people spam it all the time.
Nice.
And that makes me kind of happy.
Indeed.
Woo-woo. Please never delete. I will cry. Oh, imagine. Woo-woo. I love that so much. Oh.
I think the next question is no forms. I know the answer to this question too, I think, anyway.
Oh, which anime character do you to question? Mm-hmm. Which anime character do you relate to with the most, and why?
Oh man. Well, I'm actually, can I get some time to think on this? And I want to hear Stormy's answer.
Oh, okay. All right.
And why, what he thinks.
I know that you're, oh gosh, I can picture it. It's got like 10,000 episodes. One why piece. Can't I remember the name of the anime?
One Piece.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. That was it. That was what I had. Okay. I didn't realize. As far as the animal character, I don't know. I can definitely see you relating. I haven't watched that one. That's one anime I haven't watched because it has so many episodes.
I've watched a variety of anime. And I think there are some classics out there. Like, for example, I think one of the best animes ever made is Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah.
It's a personal favorite of mine.
Oh my God.
And it's one that I grew up watching in the 90s and kind of like was like, oh, this is a like another form of art and television that isn't real life. And this is kind of cool. And I want to watch as much as this as I can. And I think, I had the Naruto influence that a lot of people, because they were watching that. Mm-hmm. But in college, I started reading One Piece. And for anybody that is curious, and like wants to give it a shot, do it. You won't regret it. It is a fantastic manga anime. It is nothing like you will ever see ever again. It is its own universe, its own world. It is fantastically created. Oeda Ochiro, the mangaka, the man who is behind One Piece, has been envisioning this world since he was a child. So this is something that he has obviously put his entire life into. Ichiro Oda. That's it.
Nice.
If you are curious, I highly recommend reading it. Reading it will make it a lot quicker. When I was reading it, I think I had like 600 chapters I needed to read before I was caught up to where it was. And it took me, a couple months, but what was really cool was just having a lot of material to read. I mean, I have a bookshelf back there with 300 books on it. So reading isn't something that is too much of a struggle for me. And I know people see the episode count and how it's over 1,000 already. But if, let's talk about characters in One Piece. If I am to relate to anyone, it's probably going to be Sanji, only because he's a cook and I really like to cook, and that's something that I immediately kind of grasped onto.
Yeah.
Right on. Great answer. Mm-hmm. I guess if I'd watched it, I would have probably guessed that because I knew that you loved to cook.
Mm-hmm.
My brother really, really likes One Piece, and he's watched literally everything ever produced that has to do with One Piece. And so if my brother can do it, you can do it too. To watch it. Any other questions, chat? Anything else?
How about you, Spuddy? Do you have any questions for us or anything that you want to share that comes to mind?
Oh man, you guys emotionally drained me with these questions.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But
I very much appreciate it. I mean, like, you kind of really was able to, for me at least, be able to write out my cards on the table, mm-hmm. kind of see where I wanted. And what's nice was having those questions in front of me was able to have me, bring to the forethought of some of the life stuff that I want to make, mm-hmm. life decisions I want to make.
Right. Yeah. For folks who don't know, normally for first time folks that come on the show, we don't give them the questions. Obviously some of the questions are repeats for our regular episodes, but for our returning guests, for the special that we're doing, we actually share the questions ahead of time. Since they're deeper, we want to make sure that if there's any sensitive stuff they don't want to talk about, then we come up with a different question and allow them to prep a bit more if they want to. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Starkity asks, if your car had vanity plates, what would they say?
Spud. Easy. Spud. Maybe like T, the number 8, and T-E-R. Tater.
Ooh, that's good. I like that.
Has anyone asked what Spud's favorite type of gravy is?
My grandmother's gravy. Just so I can go to, heaven without being berated. in all seriousness, I actually really like kind of like a spicy, you know, spicy gravies. I like Alabama white sauce. It's really good. But you know, gravy's gravy. Great. All gravy is good. All gravy is fantastic.
Gravy's so good. Oh yeah.
Hmm.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Man, how do we top the wholesomeness of that? Grandma's gravy. Especially put them on mashed potatoes. Oh my God. Now I'm so hungry for some mashed potatoes. Where are we gonna squeeze in eating between this and guards tonight, Druid?
Well, we have time.
That's true. There's a little bit of time. That's true. Gravy con chile.
Gravy con chile.
On that note, looks like no friend has a question, but I'm going to sneak mine in real quick. So you say that you love your grandma's gravy. Is there a particular dish that she makes that's your favorite?
So my grandmother's from Norway, and one of my favorite dishes she would make that I could only ever get with her was called fiskebolla, which really just translates to fish balls. It's just this white, you know, collection of fish balls that she would make from hand, put them in a gravy, and yeah, you just eat it. You would eat it like that, and it was delicious. So it was always something that I looked forward to whenever we were visiting my grandmother. And yeah, man, I would like some fiskebolla now that I mention it.
I miss eating fish so much. I will live vicariously through you.
Mm-hmm.
You do so.
Question from Cozy. When is the cooking stream, and what is the first thing you would make?
Oh, man. I guess the cooking stream can happen at any point now. I do have a little bit of a mobile setup, so I can just bring my laptop in there and put on my headphones, and hopefully that, you know, will satisfy everyone here. but what I would make, I guess, I don't know, maybe like I still think gumbo is my favorite thing to make and eat. So I would probably, you know, make some shrimp gumbo and show the whole deveining process, because you need to devein your shrimp, folk. If you don't, you're just eating a bunch of poop.
Exactly.
So make sure you do that, and then I guess I would walk everybody through the deveining process and make some shrimp gumbo.
No, Born. God. Wheelie F asks, what song should I practice for our TwitchCon karaoke duet?
Oh, God. You guys, I forgot what duet. Oh, I think you and No Foreign did A Whole New World from Aladdin, right? At TwitchCon.
Oh, wow.
If you guys missed that, I'm sorry. But yeah, that was a fun little evening we had. You know, Wheelie, we'll have to get you'll have to get back to me on duet songs, but you let me know and I am there. I will sing that duet song with you.
When you guys went to TwitchCon last year, how many of you came back with an extra guest inside your body that you didn't want, as in you got sick?
I, you know, lucky for me, I didn't get sick, but I hear like everybody that did go, I remember, I think they were all sick for, you know, a time and period afterwards. I did think, you know, they were talking about pregnant there, food safety.
I was like, wait a second.
Where is Stormy going with this? Like,
Naughty. Like, I'm talking about like in your bloodstream.
I don't remember any face huggers in Vegas. Like,
face huggers. Poor Tater was sick for a week. Oh, poor Tantan.
It's like pregnant. Everybody was just like, oh my God.
Pergananant.
Pergananant. It was, oh, that's so funny.
Well,
I love it. I love it, guys. Pergananant.
Buddy, Tater Lord, Spud Solutions. Guys, everyone, if you're not already following, and I know most of the folks here are, but if, for anyone who isn't, please go support our good friend. He's amazing, and he's come a long way, and he's got I can't wait to see what the future holds for him on Twitch and in his career. And we are honored that he shares it with us. So go support him the way that we love to. And thank Spud, thank you for being a good friend to us and for being a great entertainer of Twitch.
Can't miss the link, folks. Go support. Go support Spud.
Do you have anything else that you want to add before we wrap up, my brother?
No. I had such a fantastic time tonight. I was really looking forward to it. I think you guys, you know, do a fantastic job on this show. Even in the pre-interview process, where it was just us three going through it, you walking me through it. It's like you guys have got this down pat. I look forward to more episodes and see who else is part of the Dirty Dozen.
Right on. Well said. Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Listen, we're stoked. We're just so stoked about everything.
Uh-huh.
I just have to say, we're scheduled in halfway through May already.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the way through May. Like, guys, we're so blessed.
Thank
Spud
you
took a day off for us. Like, how awesome is that? Like,
thanks again for coming on the show, Spud. And so much, guys, Spud. Go check him out. Appreciate you.
Bye, y'all.
Warm human beings make the world a better place.
Yeah.
Especially when they're made of potato stuffs. He's not just made of the potato stuff. Like, he is the potato stuff. Mm-hmm.
On my potato plant, I'm going to hang a little Spud Solution.
Right on. I love it.
So good.
I know.
I feel all warm and fuzzy inside, guys.
I know. Ugh. I know. It's going to be tough to follow that up, any of our returning guests. But next week, we're super honored to have on the show another YouTuber. We haven't had one on in a while. Most of them have just been all of our Twitch friends. But Hallowed Be Thy Game, a YouTuber that is a supporter of the channels when he can get around to it, with his, you know, because he's got a baby and everything.
Busy guy.
Yeah, busy guy. But he's going to be on the show 6 p.m. Central Standard Time next Friday. Mm-hmm. And we can't wait to see him. Thank you all the folks of Stormkeep, all the folks of the Mighty Mango Mates, and anyone who came in. Kieran Chicago, thank you for the raid. All the follows.
Yep. And OG Blaze, thank you for the raid.
Remember that Druid IRL is my partner in this. So check out my links below and go. If you followed me, you follow her too, because this is Bandwidth and Banter. So thank you all so much. And I appreciate you all. We'll see you next time, right? Let's do the wrap up, right? You want to? I'm gonna give the floor to you to share anything that you want to.
I love you guys. You're the best. Everybody in chat's the best. Everybody's the best. Our corner of Twitch is the best. Nobody can argue with me. I will fight them.
Facts.
I will fight them.
I agree.
Facts. Okay.
I got a foam rubber sword to fight you with.
I have a real sword.
Yeah, she does. No, no, no. No real threats now. Come on now. All right. Ready to wrap this up? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to the show.
Please drop a like, subscribe, and comment down below.
If you're listening to the podcast,
please rate and review the episode.
We're Bandwidth
and Banter.
Thank you.
And good night. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.